had this sense in my spirit, you know, that, I mean, it's very easy to get caught up in life and other people's problems and, you know, and, you know, get distracted of our heart consecration towards the Lord, you know, and I mean, God was just really stirring me up. How many knows, in order to be strong, we must be constantly trusting in the Lord. Let it be a lifestyle of you know, and it's not really hard once you get it developed and get it steady and get it established and, you know, through the Word and not just the Word, but through our consecration. God, you are my trust. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. You're my provider. And this, once we get this really through the Word of God and take a stance and be consistent with it, I'm telling you, it just opens the door for the Holy Spirit and the angels and everything else to work. And, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:14, it says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him. You know, in all, in sickness and weakness and you know, troubles and trials, strong spirit. Not a weak spirit. And you know, it don't take 30 years to get a strong spirit. I mean, I got born again once I got born again, I began to dive into the Word. I began to go to church and pay attention. And I was thinking about the scripture yesterday where the Bible says, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. You know, we can hear and not embrace the Word of God. And it won't do us any good. We'll just get to thinking, well, this is just the way it is. That's deception. This is just the way it is. And we won't be seeing God be able to move mightily in our life. How many knows He is a mighty God? I mean, He is a mighty God. And He's not slack concerning His promises. I don't care if you're 5 years old or if you're 90 or 100. I mean, the promises of God, the Bible says, are in Him, yes and amen. You know, and I really wish that I would have got born again, but I'm not going to live in the past. And I don't wish things would get back to normal. They are normal. They never got unnormal to me. This world's always been abnormal, always been, you know, wishy-washy, and, you know, and ever since I got a hold of the Word over in Romans where it says, be not conformed to this age, be not conformed to this world. What that means is the world way, not Christians, but the world's way of thinking, believing, acting, doing. Be not conformed to that, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I was thinking about it, you know, and as we walk with the Lord, you know, I mean, I would hear these little, I call them wise tales. You know, I'd hear one say, well, you go through 10-day tribulation. And ever so often, they'd be in their 10-day tribulation. They'd just be going through 10-day. Every time I'd see them, they'd be going through 10-day tribulation or, you know, going through dry spells or going, you know, I would hear these things and I would try to find it in the Bible. Instead of just believe what you hear. Don't just believe anything you hear what somebody might be experiencing. Don't just take that in, you know. We're to stand against anything that is contrary to the Word of God. You know, and so I told the Lord, I said, Lord, and I did find where they went through 10-day tribulation in the Bible, but there's nowhere else in the whole Bible other than that one place. You don't make a doctrine out of that. Something they experienced. You know, I mean, we've not seen anybody turn into a pillar of salt since then. Right? But we do get a message out of that. Don't be looking back. Don't long for glory days, yesteryears, you know, better gas prices, you know, your health better. You used to be, but don't look back into that stuff. The Bible says looking unto Jesus. Looking. I mean, I can see how easy it would be to settle in to the way people think on the earth right now because they listen to the media. I asked somebody, I said, what do you think? And I was just being, you know, whatever I was being. I said, what do you think about this diesel fuel stuff? He said, I think the media is behind it. I said, I believe you. I said, I believe it. Why? Because God said He would supply all of our needs, right? Well, my groceries had to come on a semi. You see what I'm saying? We believe in God, feed us, take care of us. See, we got to think beyond Bluntsville. God is a big God. He's big. I mean, He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above when we are constantly trusting in the Lord. I'm believing for those me, Sandy. We all did. Praise God. See, some think the only hope for people some people don't got no insurance, see? They need me replacement. How many knows God won't leave them out? There's a higher insurance than Blue Cross and Blue Shield. There's miracles. There's faith for miracles. The Word works, hallelujah. You know, I was standing at Walmart, and I was over there getting whatever Teresa told me to get. Over there at the pharmacy a couple years ago, she went and forgot what it was. And I looked, and the line was long, standing in line for prescription drugs. Standing in line, and the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, all they want's healed. All they want is to feel better. All they want is to be out of pain. All they want. And then I just had this knowing on the inside that He couldn't do it for a lot of them because they were looking to the drugstore. They were looking to the doctors. Nothing wrong with that. I go to the doctors, but I am not going to put my trust primarily in the doctors. I'm going to believe that my God will touch the hands of the doctors, will give them wisdom. See, the Bible says in James, if me and you lack wisdom, ask God for it. And it says He won't hold back. He don't hold back. He gives it liberally. Well, you know, we got to do it. I don't care what you're facing in life. God wants you, Him involved. He wants to get involved, but our faith stops Him. He's able to do, our lack of faith stops Him. He's able to do abundantly above, greater than we could think or ask, it says, according to the power that works in us. Now, if we're not letting the power of God work in us, then we can limit God. Why? Because when we're not constantly trusting in the Lord, it's very easy to drift off into fear and unbelief of the economy. I look at people 60, 50, 55, 60. Mac, you're in good shape. And I go down here early in the morning to these cafes, and they call themselves they'll say their name, the has-beens. Because they done got old and they feel washed up, Mac. Well, we can't let ourselves drift off into the mold of how everybody has been. We're the whosoevers. Woo, glory. Overcome. So I keep the mentality, you know, that's, and I'll say it out loud, not to them, because I don't disrespect people or nothing like that. And people are on different levels of faith, even Christians. You can stay a baby Christian. You can stay in knee-deep, ankle-deep anointing. Or you can go to knee-deep or waist or waters to swim in, Isaiah calls it. To where you're in it. Well, the Bible says that we've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? High place. Heavenly places. We've been seated there, hallelujah. And we have we have the authority of Jesus. I mean, I just went out and I just pleaded the blood of Jesus over us. Walked outside and I said, I plead the blood of Jesus over this church. I have that power. You have that power to plead the blood that was shed for us. You can do it by faith. We do everything by faith. Because we believe there's still power in the blood. I'll give you just a right now example. I bought a tractor. I give $15,000 for that tractor. Some people don't like me telling stories. Well, why don't you get under the anointing where God can do something for you and you'll be telling us stories? Don't get mad because God works for people. Just say, God, I'm next. Get a bigger picture. It's not a story. It's your testimony. Paul told his testimony. Mark told his testimony. They all testified of what God had did and what God told them and ministered to them in the revelation. And I believe they told their stories as they went, how God delivered them. It's not written. There's not enough books, the Bible says, to contain the things that could be written down. Well, okay, that tractor started giving me trouble. I've been going through it for 5 or 6 months. I've had it to that dealer down yonder, and they couldn't fix it. Had it to a dealer up here, and they wanted to charge me nearly $10,000. I told them, I'm coming to get it. Because of all the technology on it. It's all computer, all that regen stuff. And so I took it to one last dude, and he said he could delete any tractor, delete any system off of any tractor. I said, good. So I took an hour and a half there. I was thinking about it on the way back. I thought, I've hauled this tractor about 1,000 miles. I've hauled it more than I drove it, Mac. And so on the way, I was excited to go get it. Because I thought, now I'm going to do it. I'm going to fix it. I thought, I'm going to fix that tractor. I don't need a computer. See, we got the Holy Ghost. Amen. We got the anointing. We got to think past technology. Into what that engine is. So I go in there, and I believe I have that wisdom from God. I believe if it can be fixed, I believe I can fix it. And I'm going to release my faith in that God will help me. That's what constantly trusting the Lord. I don't care whatever it is for you. If you want to believe God for a wig. Not you, Johnny. You blessed not to have no hair. I need a haircut. Well, I'm excited to get that tractor back, Mac. I unplugged the computer. I took it off. I didn't take it off. I just unhooked the computer. Now it's me and you, baby. Ain't nothing going to control you but your owner. That's what I'm thinking. And I thought, this tractor is going to crank. They couldn't get it to crank. So I unplugged everything. And then I thought, okay, it's got the fuel shut off, blah, 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 because I got a little bit of ether. Okay, then I took the fuel shut off out, and me and Travis cut it off. And I put it back in there, turned it over, and cranked it. Bless God, my tractor's running. Now it's running wide open, Mac, because I cut it off. I cut the fuel shut off. So I have to take it off now to cut it off. And so I'm like, okay, God, you're going to give me wisdom. So I got one more step, and I believe that I know how to fix it. I'm going manual with that tractor. I deleted it for nothing. They wanted $5,500 minimum to delete what I done. See, now people take that. I'm trying to tell you that he rebukes the devourer. They offered me $3,500 for my $22,000 tractor. See, now that's just a story to you, but that's real to me. Really real. And then you go through and you feel like, well, what's the use? Your mind will start talking to you. Your emotions, what you've lost, this is just wasted. Maybe you missed God. Satan will go to working on your mind. That's how he gets your consecration. That's how he comes in and gets you not to consistently believe God because of what it looks like, what it feels like, what the economy is right now, what it is. I thought, do you know what? I told some of these people the other day, they're like, well, what do you think about the Pelosi deal? And I said, well, I don't think much about it. I said, if there's been an elderly down here in Bluntsville, no, but the news wouldn't have never knew it. I said, so, now, I said, what Satan will try to do through the media and through other ones is to attack the God some more, the God thing, the God people, the God, the ones that wants God in. Now they're blaming the Republicans. So I tell them, I said, you know what? I'm not a Republican. I'm smarter than that. I'm not a Republican. I don't worship Donald Trump. I don't necessarily like Donald Trump. I don't like his demeanor. I don't like the way he talks ugly. I don't like the way he talks down on people. See, I mean, we can't be just drawn back, but I'm believing God, Lord, whoever you want, we want you in there. If you have to use a sinner, if the righteous won't stand up and be bold and stand up for what's right, use the innocent. You're not a Republican. I said, no, but I voted straight Republican. I said, I used to be a Democrat. I said, you can't trust no Democrats. I said, you know what? I said, if I trust somebody, they burn me. I said, they won't burn me again. I'll be stupid if I let them do it. See, now I'm not into politics. But you know what? I'm going to be in the polls. I'm going to be out there voting. And I'm going to vote God. I'm going to vote the ones that are for God, that is for babies, that is for our guns, that is for our freedom, that is for it is for our economy. I'm going to vote those people in. I'm not going to vote those in. I'm preaching. I'm consistently believing God here. So he gives us biblical wisdom to get him in through our voting. Biblical wisdom. Not who I like and who I don't like. I vote God. That way I'm not talking politics. They might ban me from YouTube. Well, ban me. I didn't have YouTube when I got saved in 90 whatever it was. I didn't have the media. We can still drive our cars and preach on the street corners. Right? We can still throw up big tents and preach the gospel without it. See, I went one time and I had speakers set up and preaching on the streets, and we seen miracles, man. I mean, just young in this thing, you know, just getting hold of the word and God giving. He'll give you what to do. He'll tell you go talk to somebody. He'll tell you to pray for somebody. He'll tell you go lay hands on them. He sent me to people's houses and I laid hands on them. They were supernaturally healed. Me and my brother, we seen it. I mean, when I felt like I was called to preach, I felt like 24/7 I'm called to preach. Then I got up here and got churched a little bit and thought that it was just pulpit ministry. So I quit my job, Mac, like to starve to death. And God spoke up through Teresa and said, you're going to go back to work. But see, when we're consistently believing God, give me that Isaiah 40, Zach. I believe that I will come in here within the next week and I will testify that I done away with all the stuff that was trying to rock on my tractor, and I made it manual. I believe it. Isaiah 40, 20. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord of the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither's weary. God's not up there like some. I mean, we hear the word so much here, we're like, God, God, God. Johnny got my hand up and I look crazy. I love Jesus. Where you get around a lot of Christians and they're like, where's God at? Where's he at? Why ain't God stopping all this evil? I'm talking about Christians. We are the evil stoppers. We fast and we pray and we plead the blood of Jesus and we stand strong in our spirit and we cover. We pray for Israel. We pray for Joe Biden. That poor man, I mean, got to pray for him. You don't even know what century it is. The Bible says, overcome evil with good. Right? I don't go around calling him an idiot. The Bible says pray for those that are in authority. There's where our power's at. Pray for those that are in authority. And you know what me and you reap? We reap our seeds of righteousness because we won't get that evil heart. We won't get, I mean, that dude over there, I told somebody, I said, you know what? I said, I was up at the Parks house at Holly Pond. I was just being funny, really. I said, hey, you know, I said, the way that the media now is blaming the Republicans, like this is all their fault because they got their ads running on there that they're running for Senate and this and that. Now they want us to pull them to pull their ads like they ain't even running for a race because they're making people go crazy. I said, look, man, I said, this is kind of high what you just charged me. He said, it is. I think so too, man, and I'm selling it. It's crazy. I said, I could go down there. I said, I'm going to give you an example of what just happened in the media running with it. I said, I could go down there and rob Cadence Bank in Bluntsville and tell them I'm robbing them because of Stewart's Auto Parts in Holly Pond charged me too much. That's what happened. I could blame that. They can blame the Republicans. That boy needs put in jail. We didn't tell him to go do that. Them ads didn't tell him to go do that. He got that from the demonic forces, and they are feeding on the demonic forces. This is another opportunity to stop the Republicans from going in like the Republicans, like we, the people. That's what they're talking about. They think they're smarter than we are. Yeah, a lot of preachers won't preach what I'm preaching. It's the God honest truth. We are smarter than our enemies. Bible tells me that I'm wiser than my enemies because I have the counsel of the Lord. I'm wiser than evil people. That don't mean I'm arrogant, thinking more high of myself. No, I'm redeemed, bought with a price, washed in the blood, have the anointing, got the grace of God, got the anointing on the Word of God, got heaven backing up us. Not just us, the church. You're strong. This is not a weak assembly. This is a called out, called together, anointed assembly of God to herald the gospel, to preach the gospel, to train ourselves up in the Word of God, to worship God, and to be about, I mean, you know what? I'm going to prosper till Jesus gets me out of here. People can... They can down me. They can get mad at me. Not, I do care, but I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. Why? Because the Bible don't change, Matt. Jesus said, no man has left father and mother. Put him first. No man. That's what that means. They put him first. You know, it's the little things in life. I had to put him first before my parents. I had to put him first before my neighbors wanting to come over and visit on Wednesday and Sunday. I had to put him first. I had to make choices with my job to put him first and be willing to quit my job if it got in the way of me serving Jesus. I've had to do it the whole time I've been in business. You know, people call me, well, you know, some you need to work on Saturday. I said, what are you doing? Oh, I'll tell them, what are you doing on Saturday? Well, I'm off on Saturday. We are too. Take off work Monday and we'll be there. Because we work Monday through Friday. Well, what I'm saying is I've always had to take a stand and put him first. And the Bible says no man has left father, mother, land, sisters, brothers, houses for my sake and the gospel's and lost anything. But he shall receive 100-fold in this life and eternal life. See, a lot of people got discouraged, you know, when the Democrat, when Joe Biden. I didn't get discouraged. I just thought this is another opportunity to see our God see us through however long we got to endure. In the Bible, they served under ungodly people and prospered. They were put in prison. Joseph stayed a long time. Paul was put in prison. You know, and we have to have that mentality. Trouble's going to come our way. We're in a fallen world. The world is decaying. Everything is decaying. We live in a, and there's a curse on this earth. You got to know the Bible, see? Whenever Adam give authority to Satan, sin entered in. The curse entered in. He's cursed. The curse entered in. And then you go on down, and God had a plan, and he brought Jesus. He redeemed us from the curse. He redeemed us. I mean, we can have heaven on earth. We experience the glory of God in this flesh man. And we experience his deliverance in the natural realm. You go back and you look, and he didn't. I mean, it was evident that how Isaac prospered until the enemies envied him. I mean, he just got richer and richer. They got stronger. They multiplied. And I mean, they really, I believe they were afraid of, they ought to be afraid of the Christians on this earth. But there's more standing up and stood up in the last 2 years. You've seen the backbone even in the TVs. You've seen the backbone of the body of Christ to rise up in the hardship, rise up through the persecution, rise up through all. And see, look, now it's not up to the government now that we can stop. We can stop the abortion now on the state level. It used to be federal. It's turned over to the state level now. Now we vote people in our state level. We vote them in, the ones that are pro-life, the ones that will not make us pay for abortion. It'll stop a lot of those killing babies. See, our walk with the Lord is just not about getting our light bill paid. It's way bigger than that. That's okay when we first start out. We can't take too much. But God brings us on in. Then he says in James 1, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you be entire, lacking nothing. In other words, he's saying, let this salvation, let this word work in you. And then stay in balance, in love, walking in the love of God. Because the Bible says in Galatians 5:6 that faith works by love. The kingdom works by love. Hallelujah. Jesus wrote a parable in there, and he said, how would you liken to the kingdom of God? It'd be like you would liken it to a grain of mustard seed. And when it is planted and growed up, it makes the fowls of the air. And the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, that's how I am. When somebody lets me in them, he said, and begins to get the word, he said, I begin to grow up in them. He said, I begin to grow up into their lives, out into their lives, and get involved in there. And then other people can come to the glory that's on you and them and rest in God. Learn how to rest in. He said he's not weary. Can't go all to the end of his understanding. He's so wise, he's wise. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases your strength. You feel weak today? Draw on him. He gives power to the weak. You feel weak physically? Draw on him. You feel weak spiritually? You don't have to be dry spiritually. Fast. Go on a fast. Well, every time I do, food just gets the best of me. Well, that's where your faith has got to rise. Your endurance, you got to work on it. If you've been yielding to it every time, that's stronger than you are. It's stronger than you are on the inside. But the more that you yield to fasting and praying, the stronger you'll get on the inside. And the Bible says the strong spirit of a man will sustain him when he needs some money. You got bills piled up in debt? Good. That's why I'm preaching tonight. Start believing God. Start sowing seeds. Be doers. Embracers. You need a car, y'all young teenagers? Not yet. I'm only 14. Well, sow your seed early. Sometimes it takes a little while for your crop to come up. And then when you sow that seed, pray God water it. Every time you come to church, say, yes, sir, Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you give me an opportunity to sow seed for my need 2 years down the road, Lord. And I believe I receive it right now, according to Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things I desire when I pray, believe I receive it and I shall have it. And Lord, when it gets time, it'll come to me. I went through 2008 and 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012, and I mean, I thought, I'll be glad when these years are over. It was rough, man. I mean, it was just rough. It was a challenge to believe God. Everything sometimes you're going to go through, and everything that you have thought to believe God will be tested. And if you ain't been believing God, it'll be your time to fortify. It'll be your time to get up and say, glory to God, I wasn't believing like I thought, hallelujah. But the next storm that comes, I'm going to be in it. I'm going to be in it with both hands up, ready to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to lay hold. We went through, everybody went through. Y'all went through, everybody went through. And you know what? I lost one garbage can. I lost a garbage can. I simply knuckled down on one scripture in my life, and I focused on looking to Jesus. I mean, it was all I could do in my mind to keep my mind stayed on Him, where I could have peace, the Bible says in Isaiah. He will keep those in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on Him. But you know what? We stood on one scripture, a breakthrough came, nothing had changed in the natural, and we sat down and laughed with joy, knowing that we had got a breakthrough on the inside. And we now we're like trees planted by the water. And we could sing that song, I shall not be. I'm like a tree planted by the water. I mean, that was going off in us. You know what? It wasn't too long after we got that breakthrough, because we took a stance against unbelief and fear, and the way it looked and the way it sounded, the phone ringing, the bill collectors, the coming in the mail. We never got a phone call that was good. And then got phone calls, half the church was sick. Oh, I mean, it was every service. I ain't coming. We ain't coming. I mean, on top of all of it. But you know what? Just like Juddy said, He's our anchor in the storm. And when we're anchored to Him and we won't turn loose, I'm telling you, breakthroughs came, deliverance came, and me and Teresa have never suffered like that since. See, the Bible says in Galatians 6:7, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If he sows to the flesh, he'll reap corruption. What that means, yielding to the flesh, man, yielding to fear, yielding to the way you feel, yielding to the way your body feels, saying it out of your mouth. I mean, you know, I mean, I've been tempted to say stuff out of my mouth. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:19, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit of it. The Bible says a man's being or belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. That means our life will be a story of what we believe and say. I mean, I've had people say, that's Scotty. He's just one of them confessors. I'm like, well, I told one of them one time, I said, well, I don't confess that junk you are. I owe, so off to work I go. Ruby, spare an agony on me. Hee-haw! No, I started singing, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, and telling that devil, write it down in your calendar, you idiot, if you got one, not many days from hence, I will be on top, I will not be on the bottom. I will be the head, according to the Bible, and not the tail. I will lend. I can lend you some money. See, there he goes, bragging on that money. You ain't heard nothing. I say it. You looked at the last few words. That Bible delivers you, is what I'm telling you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He gives power to the faint. I was weak, and he gave me power. He said, as many as received him, give him what? Power to become the sons of God. To as many as receive him. I have, you have, we have. Give them power. He said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no mighty increase of strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Now he's talking about them that ain't looking to the Lord. Them that ain't looking to the Lord. Y'all teenagers. Right there. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Go ahead, Zach. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. You know what? I was thinking about it. I was in school, and I stole one of them little football games. You know, the little handheld football game when they first come out with them. And I was thinking about it after I got saved. Nobody ever knew it. I stole that thing, and I played it, wore it out, tore it up. They never did find out who got it in school. But I was thinking about it later on, Mac. I stole it from a Christian. I wasn't really thinking then, he's a Christian and I'm going to steal it. I was a little heathen running around. And them people went to church. Their parents carried them to church. And so they always had nice shoes and big fat pencils and plenty of crayons. And I mean, they brought their own lunch, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And we had to eat the school stuff, you know. So I thought about it after I got saved. I thought, oh man, he was saved, that's why. And that one, I know them now. They had nice stuff. They drove nice cars. And I don't have to wonder why. Because they were serving a God that was meeting their needs abundantly above, greater than they could think or ask. He was blessing them, and we were cursed. Well, now you can believe it or not. They didn't have to steal that. They brought it to where I could steal it. Right? Ain't no way we'd ever get one of them, man. I got my brother's BB guns from last year. You couldn't even shoot a bird. You shoot a bird from here to Mac, and the bullet make it to the steps right there. They done wore it out. So I got Christmas my brothers had last year, you know, wrapped up and got their guns. Woo, it's happy, cowboys and Indians. Good thing it wouldn't shoot. We were shooting each other. Had a bunch of us running around there, man. It was dangerous. But you know what? He says, but they that wait upon the Lord, those that constantly trust the Lord, those that, the wait means like a waiter, to be one with, twisted together, like, you know, think like he does, believe like Jesus did. Let this mind, I'll give you scripture for it. Let this mind be in me and you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The Bible says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, the Holy Spirit, when you pay attention to the word, and you know what? When you first do it, you know, Satan will tell you, stuff don't work. It don't work. That confession don't work. You know why he's telling you that? He can't tell you the truth. He's a liar. All he can do is lie. Anything he tells you is contrary to what the truth is. If he says you're going to die young, you know good and well he's lying. If he says you ain't going to ever be healed, just don't believe him. The Bible don't say that. He said, the Bible says, those that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. Extraordinary things. Will be extraordinary. I'm extraordinary wise. Now he just arrogant. No, you need to think that yourself. What are you going to think? Dumb. I mean, Aubrey, she playing baseball yesterday. I was playing baseball with her. What was that she said? I done forgot. She degraded herself, whatever. So I didn't say that right then. So when it got in the house, I walked over to her sitting on the couch. I said, listen, baby. I said, don't you ever say that about yourself again, ever. Don't ever say that again. She was degrading herself, like she couldn't play good, and the boys can play better, but it was something, you know, that just struck me. I didn't like it. I ain't going to go around and say, well, I'm just dumb as dirt. That's why I can't figure that tractor out. Well, the rich, you know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, the rich get richer. I felt like I was rich at 27 years old and I didn't have nothing. I got a hold of that Bible there and I felt like I'm wealthy. It just ain't got here yet. I'm wealthy. And I went around saying it. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. Money cometh to me and stayeth. It'd come and go, man. I mean, none of it was happening. But you know what it does now? It comes and it stays with me as long as I want it to. Trisha's trying to get me to pay the house off. I just don't want to. That thing controlled me for years. Tried to control my mind for years. That house talked to me all the time. The land talked to me all the time. If you lose that, Bethlehem's going to be on the streets. Tried to put a great responsibility on me. And so now I'm telling it, shut up. It don't even try to talk to him anymore. Knows it's no good. No use. I done told it. You are mine. Mine, mine, mine. Why don't you pay it off? I don't want to. That's the only reason I have. I just don't want to. Feels good. Teresa told me the other day, I said, just wait another month. Just wait another month. What you going to wait another month for? Well, I just want to wait another month. Just want to wait another month. Are there anything wrong with waiting? Is her. She said, I want it paid for. I want it. I want it. It already is. I call those things to be not as though they are. I called that thing paid for, and it's fixing to be exactly what I called it early. See, call yourself paid off. Call your house in. Y'all young guys, y'all going to need a house. You're going to get married. I mean, you can't live off the fence post. Y'all can sit out there and swing on that swing for a little while, but supper time's coming. Then you have them little bambinos running around. They want swimming pools, and they want to go to the river. They want bicycles. Then they want dirt bikes, and then they want side-by-sides. And God only knows what else. And then when they go to watching cartoons, and they don't come for the cartoons. They come for the commercials. How about I want that? I went through it with Aubrey year after year. So I just started, instead of saying, you're not going to get that, shut that up. I just say, we'll see. Next commercial. Papa, I need that. We'll see. Aiden's right behind her now doing the same thing. They sat there eating. Oh, Papa, I need that. Grandma, need that. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Cycle all over again. Got my boy out. Now I got two. I got two on Tuesday. Going up through there the other day, and Aiden, I got that little red side by side, and I'm gonna sell it to my brother. I decided to sell it to him. Teresa didn't want it, so I'm gonna sell it to him. Well, anyways, we going up through there, and he said, "Hey, Papa," and I said, "I'm selling that to your Uncle Preston." "Oh, Papa, we need to keep that." And I said, "No, we don't. You're driving one right now." I said, besides that, you done abandoned that four-wheeler. You done abandoned the go-kart for the mule. So we need to get rid of the mule. I said, then we're going to give the four-wheeler away because you're not going to ride it. They're blessed. But you know where that come from? Because I would not back up off of the word that in my latter years it'll be what God says. He'll bring me if I'll serve him. He'll bring you if you serve him to a place to where you lack nothing. Praise God. Give me that Proverbs 3. This is probably the last. I got a lot more than that. It says, trust in the Lord on Sunday. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. I just preached a whole sermon on your understanding. Give it to you just laid out plain as I can. How stuff will talk to you. Bills will talk to you. Body will talk to you. You know, your ministry will talk to you. My ministry tells me I don't got time for this. I mean, I'm this evening, I'm trying to get that tractor, and it's Wednesday, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to go preach. I said, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I don't got to go. I'm sorry. I want to. I'm sorry, Lord. No, sir, that ain't going to get into my thinking. Oh, good Lord, Wednesday. That's why a lot of people ain't in church tonight. He started on them on Monday. Ah, and Wednesday will be here in 2 days. Oh, good God. Got to go to church on Wednesday. I love church on Wednesday. I'm having a glorious time right now. Church is about the best highlight of my week. Man, I can come into y'all's presence, into the presence of the Lord, get stirred up with sermons, man. I mean, you know, and getting to share the story of the Lord in our life, praise God, to inspire you. Hallelujah. He said, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own. In all ways, I acknowledged him on that tractor, and I promise you, I used the scripture when all of it started. I didn't go around saying them stupid LS tractors, them stupid dealers. I did say I'm smarter than they are. I'm not. I don't know how smart they are, but I got it running. And it didn't cost me but 30 minutes. 30 minutes. But I didn't go to damn in my tractor. Stupid idiot, stupid tractor. That tractor don't feel nothing. I could have damned the tractor. No, I blessed it. I used the scripture, God, I don't know how, but you said you'll work all things. Thank God for the word. You'll work all things together. You said you'd rebuke the devourer, Lord. I don't understand the process here. I'm going like I felt I needed to go to get it fixed, Lord, but it ain't none of it panned out now. It ain't going to cost me nothing. They should have just went ahead and fixed it and made them a little money. Now, you know what? Next good guy that comes along with the regen garbage, I'm going to tell him, get out of the box. Get your hammer, your screwdriver, get your cutters. Get all that. Go get you some. Go think about how you're going to go to the scrap yard and round you up some linkage rods and build that linkage rod up there and go ahead and drill a hole in that. Drill a hole all the way through that fuel injection pump. Figure you some seals out where it won't leak that oil and then run that rod. I done figured that out. We got wisdom from the Lord, man. Why? Because I was trusting him. He said he'd direct me. He said he would. I expected. I expected with this church. Me and Teresa expect being led. The ones y'all in ministry, they expect being led. I know. Travis gets up here. I taught him back under, you know, look on the inside to see what songs God wants you to play. Don't just get up there and let. I mean, they some churches, let's have 145 in the hymn book. Same 145, that one over there. Let's do 188. And then by the time it's all said and done, 1 hour and 45 minutes of singing because everybody thought of their favorite song we're going to sing. And then we don't get no preaching. I told him that's never going to happen here. We'll stop the singing. We're going to have the word. I love the worship and the singing. I got to quit. Praise God. Did y'all get anything? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, anybody need prayer? We all standing together believing God. I'm believing God for your stuff. I'm believing God. You believe God for me.